We found out that I can do math this morning. Two shall be as one, but Tracy and I are separate people. Next week, she'll be doing announcements. Isn't that wonderful? So this morning, I want to tell you that Pastor Appreciation Lunch is next week. If you're going to be here, if you'd like to sign up, we're going to be honoring John and Jeanette with a lunch directly following service. Boy, don't they deserve honor where honor is due. They work hard. There is a sign-up sheet on the sound booth counter for you to sign up for to bring a dish to pass. We will also be getting a gift for them. If you would like to donate to the gift or have any questions, please see Shelly or one of the stewards, which is Stephanie and Danielle. There she is in the cute little dress back there. Then, let's see. Saturday, October 28th, we're going to be available down here in this building. Everybody's participating. We'll have volunteers for trick-or-treating. And from 9 to 1 p.m. to hand out candy and assist with a couple of games. If you can volunteer any amount of time, you don't have to be here the entire time, please see Shelly. She's very popular today. Or one of the stewards. Do I sound like I'm repeating myself? If you have any interest in helping. And it's really fun because the kids dress up so cute and you get to talk to everybody and be a good witness. And that's a fun way to love people, isn't it? Last year I came down and hung out. Okay, so we'll start with the verse. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. Can you just give the Lord a round of applause right now? A big thank you, Lord, bringing me here today, bringing us here today. We just give you honor, Lord. And just won't you stand and worship with us if you're able now? Thank you.
I know a place where we can go to live things down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows to take the stains, make the water dance. Like a tide, it keeps rising up inside a river that moves and makes you come alive. Live the water that brings it to life.
Let's go. says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. Those he has redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he has gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south."
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless pain. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy word. Take my swift and beautiful for me. Take my voice and let me sing, always holy for me. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages for me. Take my silver and my gold, not a mind would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as yours.
Shaping us, molding us, pruning us, making us as problem solvers instead of problem makers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You came and correctly stated, as you do, you are the truth, the light, and the way. No one comes to the Father but by you. So we thank you, mighty God, for your Son, your gift of Jesus Christ, for dying for our sins. Thank you for us for having the revelation to see that and accept you into our lives, Jesus. Please help us, even in our frailty, to worship you properly here and now as we get together and get ready to continue with corporate worship. We thank you for what you're doing in us and through us. Help us to hear your word in its entirety today, not just to pick out little parts that we want to hear, but to hear it in its entirety and to apply it. We ask you to bless this congregation as we listen. We would also ask you to bless the church in general. Bless the leaders in the church, Lord. The lion, Satan, used in this example, is prowling around, looking for someone to devour. And he would find glee in devouring a church leader because of their influence. So please, Lord, we pray for our church leaders. We pray for the leadership of this country. We thank you for the United States. Please help us to be a God-fearing nation. So please help our leaders to do that which pleases you, to raise pleasant aroma to your nostrils and not a stench. So we ask us, Lord, please bless the offering as it is given. Thank you once again for the ability to give. And it's all yours in the first place, God. But thank you for helping us to give a portion of it back. Please bless it, multiply it, help it grow. Help us to put it where it needs to be to fulfill your wishes, Jesus, as the head of the church. Once again, bless us as we continue now in corporate worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
I can only imagine. forever worship you. I can only imagine